actual Absa Curry Cup final could be at Durban, but that is a very, very unlikely scenario. It is far more likely it will either be at Ellis Park or at Newlands, and of course the crowd, which I've just been told is close to 27,000 people, will be hoping that they'll all be back here in a couple of weeks' time. And so the two teams are forming up a scrum. The Sharks are leading by 25 points to 20. They've scored all the points of the second half, 14 of them, and with 12 minutes left in this game, it's still all to play for. Western Province 20, the Sharks 25.
Thank you very much, Andy Capistanio. We'll come back for the conclusion of that second half between Western Province and the Sharks. It's been a pretty decent game of rugby for nothing on the line, just except a bit of momentum, I guess, going into next week's semi-finals. Before we go back to that rugby, though, last weekend at the Arthur Ashe Sports Complex in Soweto, between the 6th, I say last weekend, it was actually Monday to Wednesday, 6th to the 8th of October, there was a 3-day intensive sports development program that took place. And it's a great pleasure to welcome onto the show this evening director and expert advisor to two initiatives, one called Move It Moving Matters and the other called the Get Ahead Sports Program, Dr. Claire Nicholson. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Doc.
Hi, and thank you, Brad, for taking this opportunity to speak with us. I'm actually in Port Elizabeth just concluding the Get Ahead Sports Program down in the Nelson Mandela metropolitan area, and so that's brought to the end three GOSPs, one in Soweto, one in Ekurhuleni, and one down in Port Elizabeth. So needless to say, we're exhausted, but extremely enthusiastic about the 1,000 children that have been noticed now through this initiative.
Doc, let's just give a bit of background with regards to, you say 1,000 kids being noticed. What GOSP does, the Get Ahead Sports Program, is identifies children that you feel have the possibility of maybe one day turning pro in various sporting codes, and you basically put them through not their paces, but you basically give them opportunity to see what it would be like. Have I hit the nail on the head there? Can you tell us a bit more about the program?
Absolutely, Brad, you've got it. The concept comes out of the Move It Moving Matters initiative, which is an intermediate phase physical education program. It's a quality program that exposes learners to something that not many have had the privilege of having, and that is physical education. As you know, it was taken out of the curriculum in 1999. So we've got this dearth, if you like, or gap, as perhaps a better word, in the curriculum that has failed to deal with motoric competence and with physical development of children, and particularly with helping enable those who are most especially physically literate. And what the Moving Matters program does is it covers the quality education bit, but it also has a built-in talent identification opportunity through its assessment program. So 10 children from each of our Move It schools across the country are chosen to come and present themselves with their teacher, so it's one teacher per 10 children, at the various centers where the GOSP runs. And they then participate in a 3-day intensive opportunity to get exposed to the real sports with the real techniques taught by the real coaches. And it is amazing in those 3 days how these physically literate, gifted children are transformed. And we are blessed to be able to then say to the sports that helped us, you can't help now to walk away from this. Here is your future Banyana Banyana Bafana Bafana Protea team. But we recognize it takes 12 years to grow that athlete. So what GOSP is doing is a very clever conduit between schools and our other very important structure in communities called sport. And at the moment, neither of the two of them do well together. In other words, what happens in school is sort of exclusive to school, and what happens is in sport is kind of exclusive itself. But what GOSP is doing is it's doing this transitioning for learners to get from being noticed at school into the sport network. And in this gasp across the country, we've had these amazing sport partners working with us, and that is Tennis South Africa, Cricket South Africa, and SAFA, Soccer South Africa. And they provide the coaches, they provide these very talented young coaches who deal with these children and obviously now have noticed them.
Doc, I'm glad you touched on the sporting code. So it's tennis, soccer and cricket. And you also brought up a very important point with regards to, and you call it physical literacy. I was lucky enough to go to school at a time, and I'm sure you were too, where there was physical education. I was absolutely rubbish, but I loved the physical side of it. And to this day, because of that, sport and being active is a part of my life. We're obviously sitting with big problems as far as obesity goes and things like that. And this is a great initiative, not just for kids who have potential to maybe go on and turn pro, but to touch a whole wide base of children to show them the value and importance of being active throughout their lives.
Absolutely, Brad. And what we've done with the GASP is that we've also attracted another very important partner. Obviously, our first partner is education. Our second partner are our funding partners. My goodness, we could never do this without the generous funding from Total, Continental, who's a huge tire manufacturer, Coca-Cola Fortune, MFC Nedbank. These are some of our big partners. But our other new partner in these GASPs are the cities. And we're very thrilled to announce that the city of Johannesburg, the city of Ekurhuleni, and the city of the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan, which is Port Elizabeth, all now see the value of not only running GASPs, but the fact that if we create a market of active children, we will indeed transform communities. So what we're trying to do, Brad, is build beautiful schools with active, healthy children and then connect them to very well-managed community sport and recreation centers that are sort of right there in the community, and to link those two structures together so that we are giving the opportunity for children to migrate from their school in the afternoon to get to these sport and recreation centers and go on with an afternoon school sport program, because that's not happening in schools. And I think that then becomes what you and I had, that privilege of then we had choice. We had a choice to sit down in front of a television or go and play a game. We chose to play the game. So we chose a different life path for ourselves. And this is going to happen for thousands of children, because we feel and have been asked to is present a model which can now be replicated across city infrastructure. And Brad, this is going to be an amazing movement. And I'm just saying to our sports codes out there, there's so much beautiful talent. There are such vibrant, gorgeous children who are dying to be the next one who is pushed into these networks. So I'm very hopeful. I think we're going to build a great nation of hopeful people, healthy people, and peaceful people that are also well-informed, great spectators, and who have the knowledge of the game. And really, we thank you for what you do as a media platform to be able to talk about this so that it is in the homes of everyone to start to be the market, who has a voice and who can now start to say, we want this. We want this to happen in our community. And hopefully, we are a solution.
Doc, if people want to find out more about the Moving Matters or Get Ahead Sports Program, is there a website or something they can go to read up more about it?
Yes, Brad, we are on www.movingmatters.co.za. So it's Moving Matters is all one word, and COSA is obviously .co.za.
Fantastic. Dr. Claire Nicholson, director and expert advisor of the Move It Moving Matters and Get Ahead Sports program. Thank you for your time this evening. It sounds like a brilliant initiative. I love the idea, and it's great to see it growing, and hopefully it goes from strength to strength and get more and more kids involved in sport. And you know what? Sport's just a great platform to learn other things and great life lessons as well. I think it is superb. Well done. Congratulations on that. And we look forward to seeing how it progresses over the weeks, months, and years to come. Well, I can tell you the rugby down.